It's Tuesday, July 29th, 2026. Nike just beat expectations, but China is dragging the whole story down, and trade tensions are quietly getting louder. Let's take a quick look at the big picture before we zoom in. Dev, how are markets feeling this morning?
Cautious is the right word. Investors are watching trade policy, earnings, and real pressure on the chip sector all at once.
Start with trade.
The big one for markets broadly is tariffs. The risk of an escalating trade fight with Canada is very much alive, and that's keeping a lid on sentiment.
And then there's the chip story. TSMC is in the news.
Right. TSMC, the world's biggest chip manufacturer, is facing a squeeze on its profit margins because of U.S. policy pressure. And that story has just picked up real traction.
So chips, tariffs, and fast fashion is under pressure too. Shine specifically.
Exactly. It's a day where trade policy threads through almost every major story, which tells you where investor anxiety is right now.
Okay, let's get into the main story. Nike reported earnings, and on paper, it looks decent. But there's a catch, right, Dev?
Classic good news, bad news situation. Nike beat what analysts were expecting on profit, but the revenue number, basically total sales, came in light.
And China is the reason.
China is the reason. That market just isn't recovering the way Nike needs it to, and it's dragging on the overall picture.
For someone who doesn't follow Nike closely, why should they care?
Because Nike is a bellwether. When Nike struggles in China, it usually tells us something about broader consumer spending there, and that affects a lot of big American brands.
The market's reaction has been pretty mixed. Not panic, not celebration.
Right. The sentiment is fairly neutral. People are waiting to see whether China demand actually turns around or whether this becomes a longer drag. The market has accepted the story as real. The question now is whether Nike can find a way through it.
Let's talk about what's heating up and cooling down. Dev, what's gaining steam?
TSMC's margin squeeze story is gaining real steam. It just moved from a whisper to something the market is taking seriously, all driven by U.S. chip policy raising their costs.
And what's cooling off?
The fintech layoff story seems to be losing steam. You know, it's largely played out.
So the market has moved on from fintech job cuts for now.
For now, yes. That chapter feels like it's closing, at least as a fresh market-moving story.
Time for the other side of the Nike story. Dev, make the bearish case.
China isn't a blip. It's a structural problem. Local Chinese brands are eating Nike's lunch, and that's not something you fix with a new ad campaign.
But Nike has been through rough patches before and come out fine. Isn't this just a cycle?
Maybe. But this time, the competition is homegrown, and the geopolitical backdrop makes it harder to win back Chinese consumers. The headwind feels different.
What should we be watching tomorrow, Dev?
Keep your eye on any news out of the Canada trade talks. That story is building and could move quickly if there's an escalation.
And on the company side?
AbbVie is worth watching. There's been a cluster of company insiders buying shares, which sometimes signals quiet confidence from people who know the business best.
That's your Narratick Daily for July 29th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narratick Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.